damaging the planet, angering God. Some doing it in the name of God. There is no hope for those people. They are on God's reject list, his discarded list. If they don't let his people go, their judgment will be worse. False teachers, false leaders, the blind leading the blind, God is watching you. He knows you. He has a plan for you. His message, let my people go. Release them from your evil ways. Release them from your lies. Release them from your false teachings. Release them from your strongholds. Stop brainwashing God's people. They don't know any better, but you do. Release them so they can find God, so they can find truth, so they can be saved from the wrath of God. Release his people. God is a mighty God. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. This is the end of my notes for that day. And when God gave this message, my God, that recording was so powerful. God is not playing. This right here, this message, God gave this message because I had beseeched him in the name of Jesus for those very people who are so passionate about knowing him, but they're being led in the wrong direction, and they're out there being suicide bombers and anything and everything else because they believe deep in their heart that they are doing these things in the name of God, for God, because this is what God wants them to do, and it's not what God wants them to do. They're being led in the wrong direction, and that recording was so powerful. Oh my God, the dark forces hit me 1.5 hour or less right after that message. 1.5 hour or less. And I apologize that you are not able to get that message because of what they had done. They had my laptop stolen. But God is not playing. God is not playing. There are people out there who passionately want to know God. They really want to know him and want to follow him and want to please him, but they are being led in the wrong direction. They have false teachers leading them. They have deceivers leading them. They have dark forces leading them, and they don't know it. They don't know it. And I prayed for those people. I said, God, give them a chance. Have mercy on them because they truly want to know you. They just don't know that they're being led by the wrong people. Please, God, have mercy on them. He answered that prayer. He's talking to those false teachers. He's talking to those false prophets. He's talking to those people with their own agenda. He's talking to those people who are misleading God's children, children who really want to find him. He's talking to them. Because they're the ones that's keeping his children from finding him. And when I say his children, I'm talking about those who really, truly want to know God. Those who have a good heart. But they're out there doing things that are evil and dark, believing they're doing it in the name of God. Because it's what they're being told. They've been brainwashed. They've been brainwashed. And my prayer was for those people that they would find God. And God has sent this message to the false prophets. Let my people go. Let my people go. Because they have those people's minds controlled. They have their minds controlled, and they're using their passion, their power, their energy to create more dark. To create more dark. But these people don't know it. They don't know it. So what God has for those who are doing this intentionally, they know what they're doing. Those people don't know what's being done to them, but those people doing it know what they're doing. And God's wrath will be that much worse on them because they know what they're doing. And if they don't let God's people go, if they do not release God's people, God's wrath is going to be that much worse on them. Because God's wrath is already on them. It's going to be a lot worse if they don't let his people go. Look what happened with the Moses story. Look what happened Look what happened when he went to Pharaoh and gave the message that God said, let his people go. And Pharaoh let him, after all the plagues and everything, he finally let the people go. And then what happened? He decided to go after the people and kill them all. But when he went to kill them all, what happened to them? What happened to them? That's when the Red Sea closed on him. Killed all his men, or most of his men. So God, he's not playing. God's not playing. And Pharaoh, he didn't give in until his firstborn was killed. And then that was it for him. So God had to took the firstborn throughout the town. And then when Pharaoh's firstborn was taken, that's when he finally gave in. But then he changed his mind. He had a change of heart and went after the people. And then the Red Sea closed in on them. There's no telling what's going to happen to these false teachers and prophets. There's no telling what's going to happen. God knows what's going to happen, because he's the one that's planning all this.